Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm going to let this play out, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, we're celebrating Memorial Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. No business today. Our 19th consecutive live Memorial Day show. Most of them we've done with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is here. He's a great American, a patriot, and I can confirm that myself. If you in case you want to know, Rich is a great political operative as well. He's of the Republican persuasion, spins to the right. But he's a great American. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for those kind words, Mike.
Well, I mean every one of them. 79 seconds, that song. And that, yeah. I pray I never stop feeling a chill up my spine when the flourish happens at the end. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. You know, and you may remember I covered the Washington Nationals for about three or four years back when they first came to Washington. And in the press box, I don't know what the press box is like elsewhere, but nobody's allowed to sit in the press box during the Star-Spangled Banner. You have to stand. And if a visiting reporter is kind of finishing something up, somebody will walk over and tap their shoulder and say, point up at their finger. And the other thing we do here in Washington is that in the middle of the fourth inning, every home game, the National invites some wounded warriors from Walter Reed or NIH, and the crowd applauds them. But the really great thing about it, Jim, is that it starts slowly because people aren't paying attention. And as people say, why are we clapping? And they point to the people behind home plate waving the red hat, you know, the Nationals color. Then they start too. So it builds around the stadium, and it's really moving. It's 81 times a year.
Wow. What a great – I did not know that. What a great tribute.
Really
what a
great
thing to do. This is the day that we celebrate those who paid the last full measure, as Abraham Lincoln said, who poured it all out on the battlefield so that you and I can continue to enjoy freedom from God and the liberty that's the contract that we give each other. We stand on their shoulders today, don't we? The thousands who paid the ultimate price. We stand on their shoulders today, don't we?
We stand on their shoulders and give a hand salute, which we are now allowed, as you know, not allowed to do even to be close. Which is a big deal. You know, we were talking about this a couple of years ago when the rules changed. It used to be that you could only, if you were a veteran, you could only salute if you were still in uniform.
Right.
Or if you were, like, wearing an American Legion hat or something. And some years ago, somebody figured out at the Pentagon that why should people in civilian clothing that had served be prevented from showing their respect? I don't do it. I mean, I've only done it once, and I'll tell you when it was. My son and I were in Normandy during D-Day week 4 or 5 years ago, and we went to the American Cemetery. And as they lowered the flag at retreat, I did a hand salute.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I've got...
in case our listeners didn't know what it was. As I said that, I did.
Well... there's some names I want to leave people as we go to the break. Rich, in case people don't have anyone's name to think about when they as they celebrate Memorial Day, I have three I'd like to offer to them. Danny McGee, Joel Mock, and Joel Forrester. Those are three friends of mine who died in Vietnam. You probably have some yourself. I thought maybe if people didn't have a name, maybe they'd like to have a name to say a prayer for. And so, Mullings.com is your website, right, Rich?
It is, and today is the annual Mullings column, and when I was editing it last night, the annual Memorial Day column, and as I was editing it last night, I realized it was the 15th time I've published that column.
Yep.
The first time was just a few months before 9/11, when we had no idea
what was going on. We're going to come back and after these messages and talk some more about this, and we might get a little edgy again with Rich. It's Tweet Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day in America.
When we laid down our head. My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.